95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
$1,500 up for grabs in just a little while.
And we have $1,500.
Yeah, you could use that, right?
That we're going to give to somebody for being able to identify a little clip of a song. It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
And I'm just so bad at these kind of things. I really want to tell everybody what the song is.
Yeah.
You just make it nice and easy for you, but I guess we shouldn't do that.
We cannot do that. No.
No.
But if you don't get it, then it'll roll over to $2,000 in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and then maybe $2,500 in the 5 o'clock hour, because it is a second long. You need to listen really carefully and be the right caller and be wearing something sexy in order to win.
Do you have to be wearing something sexy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right. The main part of the thing.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
So that's coming up within this hour.
Yep.
Before 4 o'clock, we'll give you a shot at $1,500 on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon. Yesterday I went home and I started, I don't know why, something caught my eye, and it was a funny driver's license photo.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how easy it is to go down those rabbit holes.
Oh, yeah.
So I started going through IDs, and I found a hilarious one where a guy had half of a beard and mustache.
They made me snot.
And then it was just completely shaven on one side.
Okay.
And beard and mustache on the other side.
Nice. That was a bet. I bet he lost.
And then while I was going through the wormhole, I went down to a story where a woman won the right to wear a spaghetti strainer on her head in a driver's license photo.
Oh.
A spaghetti strainer.
You say the word spaghetti and it immediately sends up flags in my head of something godlike, if you won't, or fake godlike, if you will.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, okay.
She says she's a Pastafarian.
Yeah!
She says that it's a real religion.
Sure, okay.
Her name is Lindsay Miller.
Okay.
And she apparently is a member of, and I'm not making this up, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yay!
Yes.
It's a long offshoot of the Church of Bob of the Subgenius.
Who knew that existed?
I did.
I found out yesterday. I did not know.
Welcome to it, man.
I was very, very happy.
Welcome to the way. Yeah, isn't it wonderful?
Let's hear from Lindsay Miller.
Yes, please.
Like, you're discriminating against us just because you haven't heard of us. You know, it's like there's how many thousands of religions? How are you going to know all of them? So I hope this helps open the door so other people can go and don't have to have that hassle.
So they said no to her. You can't wear the strainer on your head.
For your driver's license.
Aww. Yeah. And then she got help from a group of people that, like, took on the DMV.
Sure.
And they said, hey, this is a church thing.
Freedom of religion.
Freedom of religion. So she needs to be able to do it.
Yep.
And they ended up having to let her do it. Listen to this.
Okay, so get this. The woman describes herself as a, quote, Pastafarian and a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Now, the Registry of Motor Vehicles refused to let the woman wear the strainer at first for her driver's license photo, but after the American Humanist Association filed an appeal on her behalf, the Motor Vehicles Department allowed her to take the photo because they didn't want to discriminate against her religious beliefs. So should any kind of headgear, religious or not, be permitted in a driver's license photo? Why the long face, Joe Coy?
I can understand if it was a real religion.
Hey.
Right.
Yes, but like, come on, man.
That's
like,
now
it's just...
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate the fact that the police department can't...
That is a real religion.
Yeah,
how
what's that
you,
guy
sir?
Talking about?
How dare you?
This is ridiculous.
Obviously, it's stupid.
So... I mean, it is sort of stupid.
Well,
however,
here's where I would say.
However, the woman with the strainer on her head, hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Good for her.
There's no possible way that could be funnier.
And it's been around for quite a while, actually. It's not something I would imagine that you can't just waltz in and you're the only one. You're
right.
The whole church.
No,
but on
no.
the other hand, there's got to be plenty of them. Church religions that people really believe that if they were to go in and wear some bizarre thing that they're supposed to wear,
right.
they'd throw them the hell out.
But
they shouldn't be able to do that.
But I did a deep dive on the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Okay.
Apparently, the Russian leader has been put in jail.
No!
The Russian leader, Mikhail Itsovich. He is the head of the Temple of the Macaroni Monster. And he has been put in prison by the government.
Damn it, Putin. That
The head of Russian's church has been arrested for, and they took his computers, his phones, his passport.
His spaghetti.
They seized everything so that they could find out exactly what's going on in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. This story goes so deep.
It's wonderful.
And I spent about an hour last night just going through. And it was worth every second. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
It's the new contest. We're going to play you 1 second of a song. And if you can guess what it is, well, this hour right now, it's worth $1,500. Starts off at $500 and yeah, and then starts going up if it rolls over. I have it sitting here. I really want to play a little. So it's 1 second of 1 second.
Can't
quarter
right
of
now.
A second.
Can't
to,
do it right
all
now.
All right. Coming
Sorry.
Soon. Very soon.
Cannot do it, but we will.
Yep.
Yes. You know the QAnon shaman?
Dude with the horns?
The dude with the horns.
Cruised on into the...
Yes.
And took over the...
Uh-huh.
And then he...
Right?
Yeah, I know.
His name is Jacob Chansley, and he did an interview with 60 Minutes Plus, which is a new show that I think is streaming on Paramount.
So it's like 61 minutes?
Maybe. If they were funny, it would have been. And he was answering questions about what he was doing.
What the hell were you doing, man?
When he was in there.
All right.
Listen to this.
A judge will hear arguments tomorrow on whether the man known as the QAnon shaman should be released before his trial. Jacob Chansley was arrested after the January 6th assault on the Capitol. You see him there in an outfit that would get you in trouble in a 7-Eleven, let alone the Capitol. He's got face paint on. He's got horns, buffalo skin, coyote skin, a lot of fur.
He committed.
He's telling his story for the first time from jail as he faces some very serious charges, up to 20 years behind bars. Chansley spoke with Lori Siegel for the brand new streaming program 60 Minutes Plus.
Your actions on January 6th were an attack on this country. Do you understand that?
No, they did not, ma'am. My actions were not an attack on this country. That is incorrect. That is inaccurate entirely.
How would you describe them?
My actions personally?
On January 6th.
My actions on January 6th, how would I describe?
All right, hold on. When they repeat the question like that four times, you're making something up in your head.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you mean that one time when I did that? That one time?
You mean my actions?
Oh, when I was...
My actions on that
where
day.
I was over there at that... When,
that time that, when...
Do you mean that one time? Oh, hold on a second. I'm thinking...
They're buying time to come up with a lie.
And he's had all this time sitting there already.
All right, listen.
Well, I sang a song.
Sang a song.
And that's a part of shamanism. It's about creating positive vibrations in a sacred chamber.
Okay, very nice. He sang a song.
To light up some marshmallows.
To create positive vibes.
Right. While people were smearing poop and...
How great is that?
Busting
windows. I mean, he was really helping, though.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one.
I also stopped people from stealing and vandalizing that sacred space, the Senate. Okay, I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins out of the break room.
Okay. So point two, and I did not realize this, is he kept them from stealing muffins.
Hard-baked muffins.
Did
it took a long
know?
Time slaving over the
Did
stove.
You know he did that much?
I didn't. I really didn't.
He stopped people from stealing muffins.
Oh, my God. This changes nothing.
Everything. It changes everything.
Does it?
Let's continue.
Okay.
I also said a prayer in that sacred chamber because it was my intention to bring divinity and to bring God back into the Senate.
The flying spaghetti monster?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Legally, you were not allowed to be in what you're calling the sacred chamber.
And that is the one very serious regret that I have, was believing that when we were waved in by police officers, that it was acceptable.
Do you still believe you're a patriot?
I consider myself a lover of my country. Okay.
Lover of country, okay.
I consider myself a believer in the Constitution.
All right.
I consider myself a believer in truth and our founding principles.
Okay, good.
I consider myself a believer in God.
All right, take it easy. He's still very, very much a Donald Trump fan.
Mm-hmm.
Although he does feel betrayed.
Right.
Because he thought Donald Trump would come through and...
Because he said, come on down.
Get them all.
We're going to make a party going. It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't miss it.
Muffins.
Muffins, I know. You know, the muffin top is an integral part.
Muffin top is a different
my
thing.
Diet. Oh, is
That's
it?
A completely
oh,
different
well, never
thing.
Mind
that.
I guess I don't.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
We've made it really super easy. We're going to play you 1 second of a song you've heard a few times.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Wow. You have more breath than I do. That's impressive. And if you are able to be caller 13 and tell us the name of the band and the name of the song that we're going to play 1 second of you at.
We have had 2 guesses, and both of them have been wrong so far.
They failed on this one.
And that's why this is worth $1,500.
It'll start off at $500 in 3 o'clock hour or whenever and roll over each hour as someone makes a mistake.
So this is up to $1,500.
All right, so take a close listen, and then if you think you know what it is, 818-955-KLOS.
That's it. 818-955-KLOS. Call
good,
now.
Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
Kevin and Sluggo's one second of nonstop rock.
We want to give away $1,500 right this second to you. Who are you?
Pam.
Pam, did you hear that little bit of song we just played?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any idea what it is?
I have a guess. I'm not quite sure.
We're going to play it for you one more time. It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
All right, cool.
If you got ear cotton swabs, maybe you should clear out your ears first.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here. Take a close listen.
Okay.
All right. Artist and song title.
It sounds to me like Cheap Trick Dream Police.
That is not correct.
No?
Nope. No.
Sorry to tell you that.
I'm very sorry, but that means $2,000.
Next hour.
Wow, $2,000.
Cool.
All right. Well,
I'll try.
Okay, good luck.
Hang on.
I didn't know you were still there.
Hang up on her. We're just rubbing
go
it.
Go away, lady.
We're just rubbing it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Hey, $2,000 next hour.
Someone's going to be happy. Not you.
Sorry, what's this?
I don't know if you've heard, but You Should Be Dancing is not the only Bee Gees, Andy Gibb sort of song the Foo Fighters have recently covered, turns out.
Are they doing an album of...
That's what I'm wondering.
Bee Gees covers?
Now they've done this one, Shadow Dancing, Andy Gibb. And it's Taylor Hawkins actually on vocal. This
isn't it.
Yeah,
this is the Bee Gees.
This is the 420-year-old version, but yeah, Andy Gibb actually.
How about
that? But isn't that weird? What are they up to, Dave? What are you guys up to anyway? I gotta look that up, find it.
That is very weird.
Yeah, we might have to play it on Friday. Shadow dancing.
Sure.
On our little party thing that we like to do at 5 o'clock. Why not?
Why not indeed?
So 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo.
I have a pet peeve, if I could just for a second talk about it.
There's that guy who has a pet peeve about people who have pet peeves. He doesn't feel that people should have pet peeves. That's hard to say after
a
while.
Care.
Yeah.
We all spend a lot of time on the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Los Angeles.
And a lot.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Some of us more than others.
I actually figured out I spent 2 weeks driving between here and Phoenix over the years. I've spent 2 weeks on the 10, two full fortnights. That's how long we've been here, by the way, 14 days.
No kidding.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I did the math.
You know they have planes?
Yeah, you know I don't have money.
You were where?
This is way back, 5 minutes ago.
So, here's my pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take your calls if you have traffic or driving pet peeves.
Right.
At 818-955-KLOS. When the traffic is moving,
right,
which is not
rare,
often,
right,
if the traffic is moving at full speed, you should go the speed limit.
At least.
That should be your minimum.
A minimum, yes.
I can't tell you how many times, including today on the way here, that somebody's driving 50
in the fast lane. Or in the far left lane, right.
In any lane. It was next to the fast lane. But if the traffic's moving at full speed and you know, the speed limit's 65, right. I don't know. That's the minimum you should go.
Well, I guess there used to be minimum speed limit signs. They would be below the speed limit. There'd be speed limit and minimum speed, and it was usually 10 miles an hour less. And I suppose that's for large vehicles or crappy old pieces. So say 55.
So I've seen this many, many times where it's not that the car is crappy.
No.
The car is perfectly fine, could go the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
You get very few options to go the speed limit on the freeway.
Very rare.
Go
the damn speed
go
limit.
Go the speed limit. Do not drive your car 45 or 50 miles per hour.
Take surface streets.
When everybody else, when you can go The speed limit.
Oh, maybe it's a terrified old person that doesn't like to be on the freeway.
It drives me crazy, and it happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, it happens
and
all the time.
And I've checked drivers because I assumed that it was
right.
old people. It's anybody.
No, it's true. Yeah.
And I don't understand that because we spend so much time not going the speed limit that when you can go the speed limit, I don't know, go the speed limit.
Do that.
Just at a minimum.
That's a fair enough pet peeve. What others are there?
That's what we're going to ask.
Mine would be going that slower speed in the damn left lane.
Yeah, in the fast
move
lane, that's...
Move the hell over.
I agree with you, except for I would say move the hell over and go the speed limit.
Yeah, and go 55 over in the right lane, because I want to go 80 in the fast lane.
Yes, people who drive slowly in the fast lane also drive me crazy.
Yes.
And I'm not a guy who drives, you know, 120 miles an hour and I'm weaving in and out.
No.
I'm just trying to...
go. How fast do you drive,
I'm just trying to live my life. If it's 75 miles per hour, I go 80, you know?
Yeah.
If it's 65, I go 80.
80, right, know? Exactly.
But
good
it
speed.
Just seems like that's a pet peeve of mine that just drives me crazy because... bit crazier because we're so often not able to go the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. And it's been so nice the last year. There's actually been some open lanes out
because
there.
Because people haven't been on the road.
Right.
There are times when most people are going, and I would argue that people that are going 50 in a 65 zone are dangerous. Because cars come up behind them, have to hit their brakes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to hit your brakes because it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to hit their brakes, and then other people...
You know, nobody's going to start going faster because you want them to, because we're talking about this. It'll never happen. Nothing will change.
I'm not...
No, you're just pointing out a pet peeve.
I'm not asking...
Not hoping.
I'm not asking for anything that's out of the ordinary.
Right.
If the speed limit is 55...
Go 55.
Go 55.
Okay. Or 45.
Don't go 45.
Don't go 45.
Not at a 55. No.
Right. Okay.
Because... there's traffic moving and it's fine. So keep up.
Yeah.
Speed up.
Yeah. Speed up.
Just to the speed limit.
Yeah.
That's my pet peeve.
And next time when you're out there and that happens, I want you to record yourself because I want to hear what you're yelling.
Oh.
Just roll tape the whole time. Roll tape. Grandpa says roll tape. Record yourself the whole time because I want to hear and then you're like, maybe.
It drives me crazy. I do honk when I go by.
Really?
Yes.
I just go flying past. I never honk.
I just let them know, like, hey, wake
you
up.
You suck.
There's traffic out here. We're all going someplace.
And you blow. I hate
you. So speed up.
I hate you.
All right. 818-955-KLOS, your pet peeves about other drivers.
There you go. 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station, where later this hour, at some point, we're going to offer you $2,000.
Damn.
If
How
you
about
can that?
Identify 1 second of audio.
Correct.
In the game.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second nonstop
rock. Sometime between now and five, chance to win a couple grand.
Right now we're talking about, we spend a lot of time in traffic here in Southern California.
A little
so we're
bit.
Talking about traffic pet peeves. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Rick. How's it going?
Good, thank you, Rick. Do you have a driving pet peeve?
Yeah, the dummies that merge on the freeway going 30 miles an hour.
Oh,
also drives me crazy.
Like you're supposed to stop to let them on.
Also drives me crazy. Speed up.
That's, you're getting onto a freeway.
Or the other people almost smashed into you.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I'm always asking those people, do you need me to hold your hand while you go to the bathroom?
Do you know what a merge is?
Right.
You have to get up to speed.
Speed,
so
yes.
that you can merge.
Yes.
I'm with
on
you
it.
On that one. Thank you for the call.
Hello, KLOS. What's your traffic pet peeve?
Idiot drivers who go right behind like a big rig, like 3 feet from them while they're driving on the freeway. And they can't see left or right, and then... something happens and they just cause like a huge backup.
Because they're too close to the car in front of them?
Yes, or like a big rig or a truck or
right.
something where, you know, like the teacher told you when you learned to drive.
Right.
Stay so you can see what's left and right. Don't just sit there looking at the guy's license plate.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right, yeah. But that's how you drift, you know, or not drift. You get that speed. That's a terrible idea. But you actually get better gas mileage if you're right up behind.
Yeah, don't do that.
Prove that on MythBusters. Hey, KLOS, what's your traffic pet peeve?
I have many.
Well, give us the
top one. Oh, man. You know what? I listen to you guys all the time, man.
Oh, thanks. What a waste of your time.
I'm a truck driver.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah,
honestly, I don't know how you do it without losing your temper.
Yeah.
One of the big ones is people that don't use their blinkers.
Yeah, I hate that. I do hate that.
Yeah, and then another one is when I'm using my blinker and I want to change lanes,
they won't let me.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for us truck drivers. Like, dude, like, let me go, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I've been out, I've driven across the country a number of times, and I've seen how well truckers treat each other, especially, and always, you know, make sure there's plenty of room before they start to move over. I mean,
I will say this, though. I will say this, though. If you, as a trucker, turn on your signal, and I'm kind of in that lane, I'll speed up to get out of the way.
Yeah, or I'll draw back. Yeah, if so. Either way. But, dude, thanks
either
for...
Either way.
In case you're armed.
Yeah.
You know? Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin was rocking back and forth during that selection, clearly enjoying it.
That was close to chair dancing.
That was beautiful. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
We have $2,000.
Yeah, this is sick.
To give away in Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
And sometime between now and five, we're going to play a tiny bit a song at you, and it's now worth $2,000 because it's up $500 more.
Right now, we are talking about traffic pet peeves. What's yours?
Mine is the two-footer, the guy that has his foot on the brake the entire time and doesn't know his lights are on.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you on that one. I want to push him. I want to hit him. I think I have problems. Hey, KLOS, do you have a traffic pet peeve?
Hi, this is John.
Hi, John. Traffic pet peeve?
My pet peeve is really stupid, but when I move over for a motorcycle and they don't give me the two-finger thank you.
You need to be thanked for that small amount of activity?
I mean, I'm risking blowing a tire.
I gotta say, I am always a little sad when I don't get it because I always think it's cool when I see them do it to people, and I'm like, yeah, man, throw me the peace sign.
Hey, I want that.
Yeah. I know, it's lame. I agree. Hey, KLOS, what's your traffic pet peeve?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey. I got a pet peeve.
Okay.
Ladders all over the freaking freeway.
Yeah.
There's
coming off of people's trucks.
Yes, lots of junk. More and more junk all the time, and particularly ladders. Those are so dangerous for a motorcycle.
Yeah, I love your show, man. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Are ladders something that's difficult to tie down?
I guess. You see them strapped on, and they're barely hanging on trucks, and they put them so they're above the gate.
Yeah.
You know?
So that they're probably going to slide off.
What? Yes, sir. KLOS.
Who's this?
This is Richard Forster. How are you doing, brother?
We're doing well.
Yeah. What's your
I just called to respond to the question about the beats, the little bit on the radio.
Right, traffic pet peeves.
Yeah, well, I don't know if anybody got it right yet, but I think it's R.E.M. That's on Orange Crush.
Wow. Okay, well, that was a little while ago, and we're not doing that contest yet again, but thanks for the guess.
Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
And it's up to $2,000.
Because is that right? Four people? I can't do the math. 500,000. Three people so far have missed it.
Yes.
Wow. Loser. Come on, dude.
This is worth $2,000. We're going to play you a second.
1 second.
Of a song. And if you can tell us the artist and the song title.
And be caller 13.
You will win
$2,000. $2,000 is up to you right now. Yep. That's awesome. All right. Take a really good listen and then be ready to call. Here you go. I'm going to let you think about it for half a second, even. Does it hear in your brain? Do you hear something after it's happened a little bit sometimes?
Once I know what it is, I hear it every time.
But, gotcha.
Before, I didn't at all.
All right, if you think you know what that is, give us a call right now. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste. And you got yourself $2,000. And while you're dialing, Corey Taylor, his new thing. This is Samantha's Gone on KLOS. Corey Taylor, Slipknot. That is Samantha's Gone. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin, you ready to give away?
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Yeah, it sounds like this.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
Who's this?
Johnny.
Johnny. Do you think you know what that song is we played?
I think I do.
We're going to play it again for you. So you can give it one more good listen. And if you can tell us the name and the artiste, get yourself $2,000.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
All right, here you go.
Is it Tom Sawyer by Rush?
It is not Tom Sawyer by Rush.
I am sorry. That's not it.
Sorry about that, man. So that means $2,500. after 5, and the 5 between 5 and 6.
Between 5 and 6, $2,500.
Going to play that song again. Give me another chance to win.
Yep.
And what's the name of the contest, Kevin?
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Wow, you started already. Wow. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, the Kevin and Sluggo show, and it's Taste Test Tuesdays. I like this idea because I'm hoping we'll just get a free food that you've already dug into, you rat bastard.
But should we bring in our own food? Because I'm not positive the way this is going to go.
No, it should be potentially like stuff we can't stand. All right. So if we brought in our own stuff, I would always be, hey, you should try this. I mean, what's more exciting than listening to someone eat something on the radio?
Correct. This is organic white corn tortilla chips.
Oh, white corn tortilla chips. All right.
Take some of those.
Yeah. All right. I'll have a chip.
And then you have to put it in the... No, hold on.
Oh.
You have to dip it in an organic creamy cashew fiesta dip.
Organic creamy cashew fiesta dip.
That's I'd say puke colored.
It's sort of a paste color, but you know what? I think I'm going to like this. I bet you don't like this sort of stuff, organic whatever, right?
Well, I don't know. It's good. How's the taste?
Doesn't taste like anything offhand. You know, sometimes you don't get that first taste.
Yeah. You just want more?
Coming on to it. Yeah, definitely want more. I like this. I do like this. We should have beer. Why don't I have any beer in here? So the new taste. Oh, wow. I'm already off it.
I kind of like this.
Being able to say it. Taste Test Tuesday idea.
It's not incredibly strong, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 7.
I was just going to say 7. All right. Same. Yeah, that's good.
Next.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Next, with the tortilla chips, it's chocolate hummus.
Oh, chocolate.
Chocolate hummus.
All right. I'll be the guinea pig. I'll be the pig to guinea. I think I'm going to love it.
You took a tremendous amount.
I did.
It's a huge chip.
Holy cow, that's good.
Really?
Yeah. And it goes really good with the chips.
I didn't think it would be good by the sound of that.
You're a chocolate fan, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? It goes really nice with that other thing, too.
Chocolate hummus.
That's good. Huh. Who the hell's ever heard of chocolate hummus? I love hummus.
Trader Joe's.
Oh, Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where he got it.
Did Mitch bring this in?
Mitch brought it in, yeah. Mitch. I think he didn't think we'd like it.
Really? He was trying to torture us?
Yeah. I don't think he knows us.
Yeah. We have a really weird taste. Holy cow, I love this.
It's not bad. I don't know that I go love.
I'm going to say a 10. I will say a 10 on this. I do. I love this. This chocolate hummus is amazing. I'm surprised.
That's insanity, a 10.
All right, so you can have that one. I'll take this one.
All right. That's good.
Yay!
It's our Taste Test Tuesday.
That was really easy. That
really fun for
good.
Us.
Yeah.
Not you. I mean, that's a choice. It's a choice.
The music director's on the phone. What the hell are you playing that for? It was supposed to be Breed. It really was. Justin Cranfill, music director of KLOS. I apologize. I played the wrong. I love that song, though. It was an accident.
Yeah, it was a happy accident.
It was a very happy accident.
You remember the Shaman?
Was that a bad movie in the 80s?
QAnon Shaman?
Oh, the Don't Squeeze the QAnon Shaman.
Nope.
Dude.
He's the guy that went to the Senate when they broke in.
Oh, the dude with the horns.
And he had horns and his face was painted red, white, and blue.
Yeah, and he has to eat precious food or whatever, and they have to actually give
organic
it to him because that's a law.
Yes.
I didn't know that. If you're in jail and you have a religious thing and
if you
say,
have a religious preference, yes. They have to.
I have a religious preference. Booze.
That's not a religion.
It is too.
I mean, I guess it could
Thank
be.
You.
The guy's name is Jacob Chansley, or Chansley, and he was trying to get out early, and the judge was ruling whether he was safe to get out or not.
Mm.
And then he did this interview with 60 Minutes Plus, which is a new series, from jail. And he's a little bit hard to understand because he's speaking from jail.
Right. But hello, Dad. I'm in jail.
But listen to this report.
A judge will hear arguments tomorrow on whether the man known as the QAnon Shaman should be released before his trial. Jacob Chansley was arrested after the January 6th assault on the Capitol. You see him there in an outfit that would get you in trouble in a 7-Eleven, let alone the Capitol. He's got face paint on. He's got horns, buffalo skin, coyote skin, a lot of fur. He's telling his story for the first time from jail as he faces some very serious charges, up to 20 years behind bars. Chansley spoke with Lori Siegel for the brand new streaming program 60 Minutes Plus.
Your actions on January 6th were an attack on this country. Do you understand that?
No, they did not, ma'am. My actions were not an attack on this country. That is incorrect. That is inaccurate.
No, that's actually 100% correct.
I mean, not according to him.
Right, yeah.
How would you describe them?
My actions personally?
On January 6th.
My actions on January 6th, how would I describe them?
Wait, hold on. You mean me?
Yeah.
What I did on that day?
Oh, let's see. I wasn't there. What are you talking about?
Just a second. Wait, hold on. So you're asking me about what I did on that day?
Now let me think about it and come up with a great answer.
Well, I sang a song, and that's a part of shamanism. It's about creating positive vibrations in a sacred chamber.
All right, so he sang a song.
Good vibrations.
Good vibrations. That's part of shamanism.
Okay.
What else?
I also stop people from stealing and vandalizing that sacred space, the Senate.
I'm sorry?
Okay, I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins out of the break room.
Muffins! Oh!
Hold on, that changes everything.
Muffins! Muffins are tasty.
You think that guy stopped anyone from stealing
anything? Don't you steal that muffin! Hey! I'm going to hit you with my horn!
I also said a prayer in that sacred chamber because it was my intention to bring divinity and to bring God back into the Senate.
So I skipped school that day because I had to go down and pray to the pinball machine.
Do my part.
Yeah, man. And keep people from stealing the muffins.
Right.
But Jake, legally, you were not allowed to be in what you're calling the sacred chamber.
And that is the one very serious regret that I have, was believing that when we were waved in by police officers, that it was acceptable.
What police officers?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying that police officers, there were some police officers who sort of assisted and waved some of them in.
Yes. But you might want to question when everybody's smashing stuff up and spreading poo around.
I mean, it just...
If that's the right place to be.
He doesn't sound necessarily like he's... helping.
Do you still believe you're a patriot?
I consider myself a lover of my country. I consider myself a believer in the Constitution. I consider myself a believer in truth and our founding principles. I consider myself in God.
Oh, you know, when you bring God into it, you know, there's a couple things that have gone wrong when someone brings God into it.
Yes, true. And then she says, are you disappointed in Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, I thought he was going to help us.
He always carries through.
But still a supporter. Still a supporter.
Well, that's loyalty.
So that was a couple of days ago. And the judge yesterday said, you know what? You're not getting
it. New and approved stuff from Local Yokel's Dirty Honey. 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station, California Dream. And that's the one that they debuted on Heidi and Frank last Friday.
That's
awesome
great
stuff. Yeah, right?
We have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game coming up, and it's going to be worth $2,500.
$2,500 if you can identify a second's worth of music.
Before six.
Yeah, that's nuts.
In the next 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $2,500.
Yeah, so sharpen up them ears.
I don't know how I got on the funny driver's license photos last night, but I did.
Okay.
And as soon as you see one, you know, you go down the rabbit hole
trying to figure
out the worst one. Oh, look at this one. Look at that one. You start complaining. I did find one that was very odd, and it was a woman that I hadn't seen before. You've heard this story.
Oh, is this a flying spaghetti monster story? Yeah. I love weird ass stuff like
that. It's the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Because who's to say that you can't have a religion based on something that's...
Correct.
Yeah.
And she had a driver's license with a spaghetti...
Oh, the strainer.
Strainer.
Yeah.
Upside down on her head.
On her head, in her driver's license.
Yes.
Usually they're so, hey, you can't wear, what the hell, don't smile, don't take them glasses off.
They're very particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in this particular case, she wanted to use it, they said no, and then a third party got involved and they challenged it and they realized it was religious
freedom.
In quotes. So they allowed her to wear it in her driver's license photo. This is her telling the story.
I'm like, you're discriminating against us just because you haven't heard of us. You know, it's like there's how many thousands of religions? How are you going to know all of them? So I hope this helps open the door so other people can go and don't have to have that hassle.
Right?
You
don't need that hassle.
That's what she feels deep inside. She's a warrior.
You're trying to wear a strainer upside down? on your head.
Very Kramer from Seinfeld, yes, somehow, right?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. Then I kept doing research. I wanted to see if that was an actual thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Okay, so get this. The woman describes herself as a, quote, Pastafarian and a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Now, the Registry of Motor Vehicles refused to let the woman wear the strainer at first for her driver's license photo, but after the American Humanist Association filed an appeal on her behalf, the Motor Vehicles Department allowed her to take the photo because they didn't want to discriminate against her religious beliefs. So should any kind of headgear, religious or not, be permitted in a driver's license photo? Why the long face, Joe Coy?
I can understand if it was a real religion.
Hey.
Right. Yes, but like, come on, man.
Hey, who's to say?
Hey, it's a Pastafarian.
Yeah. You know, I can't pronounce the name of the actual spaghetti monster. It's Cthulhu or something. I've never I've never been able to pronounce.
Yeah. I hate it. I hate the fact that the police department can't act like the police department because
and
of
be like, this
like
is ridiculous.
Obviously, it's stupid.
Right. No.
You know what I mean? There's no such thing as a Pastafarian. And it's just a horrible take on Rastafarians, which is a real religion.
Right.
You
know what I
mean? By the way, that guy is a comedian.
Remind me to go see his set as soon as possible.
He was brought on as a comedian.
What?
Yeah, Pastafarian is actually a thing.
Yeah.
And recently, the head of the Pastafarian church in Russia was put in jail.
Of course he was.
Because
it's Russia. Everybody gets
he was anti-Putin.
Woo! I love him.
Apparently, Putin hates
everything.
Pastafarians.
Yeah, unless you're kissing his arse, he doesn't like
so
it.
So they put him in
prison. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Were they listening to Pussy Riot where they got put in jail?
Probably.
Wow. You know, I mean, I know it's ridiculous or whatever, and I know, you know, like the Church of Bob, I mean, you know, the sub-genius.
Right.
I mean, whatever, but it does bring up a, hey, how do you know my religion isn't real? Maybe there is something to it. Maybe
I mean,
there's a bunch of us.
But if your religion is a play on words, Pastafarian, you know that's...
Hey, Pastafarians came first,
Rastafarian. I mean, come on.
I go way back to Italy history, Italian history.
She looks good, though, in this idea.
Wrapping up a Van Halen twofer on KLOS.
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
1 second of nonstop rock. It's up to $2,500.
Now, if someone doesn't get this, then it's $3,000 next time for this same little clip of music.
Correct.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Ellen.
Ellen, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. I hear a busy signal. Are you trying to call us on another line to win? Cheater!
Well, maybe.
Cheater! we don't care how you get through, just as long as you do, and you did.
You're caller 13.
Cool. Awesome.
All right, so we're going to play the clip for you one more time, and then we need the artist and the song title.
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
Give it a good listen. Here we go.
All right, artist and song title.
A Foreigner Jukebox Hero.
Woo!
You got it right!
Well done!
No way!
$2,500!
Oh my God, that is awesome!
Congratulations!
How early, when did you first pick it out? Like, you've been listening on the radio and heard it, or?
Yeah.
And you knew it the whole time?
Oh, yes.
Now, that must be so frustrating.
Yes, no kidding.
Hey, but congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you,
you
so much.
$2,500.
Wow.
When you're 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it'll still be daylight this time next week. Boo.
We have the time change this
weekend? Yeah, Sunday. Mm-hmm. We'll lose that hour that I desperately need for
Sluggo's
my beauty sleeps.
Oh, it really throws me off for 3 weeks.
Precious.
We'll talk about it
later. All right.
Because that's absurd.
All right.
Right now, let's talk about San Antonio because it's the latest in the battle between the state government and businesses to open.
Okay.
Because of COVID.
All right, yeah.
So there is a strip club called Ecstasy Cabaret.
A gentleman's club.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been fighting with the government. The government says, you need to close down.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, strip club does seem like perhaps there's a little too close.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they probably shouldn't be the ones that are fighting to stay open, but they are. And the government went so far as to turn off its power.
Oh.
So that they couldn't open.
See, this is where you need the zombie apocalypse pre-planning and have your generator ready to go.
Listen to this story.
Okay.
A local gentleman's club is going to great lengths to stay open, despite the city's dramatic efforts to shut them down. News 4 San Antonio's Darian Trotter joins us live. He's been following this story extensively. And Darian, what have you found?
Simone, we were first to report last week that the city had completed the process to turn off the power here. Take a look tonight. You can see the lights are back on, and it has everything to do with that box on wheels over there. Take a look. That is not a food truck. Instead, a generator. We do have some video of some memorable moments that we've recorded for you here at Ecstasy Cabaret. Meantime, attorneys for the business say last week they weren't going down without a fight. That's why we're told the business reopened this past weekend. Again, how did it happen? Well, they brought in that big generator to supply power to the entire building. We asked Mayor Ron Nirenberg about the latest move by Ecstasy in their ongoing fight with the city. He would only say actions have consequences. Then he commended businesses that are following the rules.
They said, bring on Debbie!
They brought in a generator.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even know. I was just, I guessed immediately that, well, they just need a generator. I didn't get that fired up. No problem.
Gonna raise hell. Gonna raise hell.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a twofer from Cheap Trick, including that new one that I just cannot get enough of. You know when you really like something so much, you listen at home, you eat the food at home.
What?
You know, like if you work at a fast food place, it so much, you know. Yeah, you actually eat it at home. Light Up the Fire is that new Cheap Trick song. I listen at home.
Congratulations to Ellen.
Yeah, well done, Ellen. $2,500 today.
Who won $2,500.
For identifying 1 second of audio. That's pretty easy.
Kevin Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. $500 again tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. What is it? March, April, May, June, June. I'm just trying to think of when the World Series of Poker starts in Vegas.
Oh, that is up your alley, right?
Do you think that June?
No,
I doubt it.
Not to get everybody together. Yeah, so that means it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen virtually.
It happens online. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But it's not nearly as fun as actually.
Well,
being
absolutely next year you will be there again.
Yes.
How
of
many
course.
Times have you played? Actually, been in?
10.
And what's the highest you've gotten? You've done it 10 times.
Yes.
Wow.
I got the highest I've gotten was 34th. I think
that's pretty damn good.
Out of, I think it was 2,500 contestants.
People from all over the world playing poker.
There was one time when I was sitting at a table where I was the only one who spoke English.
Wow.
And there were 9 of us. So it was like,
wow.
I was like, what? No one else speaks English.
From all over the world.
Am I in the right place?
And you don't have to in poker, which is amazing.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It was super weird that a lot of things are called the World Series.
Right.
You know, baseball, for example.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl is pretty much only football in the United States, but this is truly
straight
up
the world. Yeah.
And there's people from all over the world that come. There's people from South Africa. There's people from South America. I mean, it's crazy.
Does anybody you ever find a certain kind of personality or way they act or whatever intimidates you more or makes you pay more attention?
Some of them,
I won't ask what they are, so people won't do it. But
I mean, it's a math game. Is basically what it comes down to. Is it comes down to figuring out the odds and stuff like that.
That's why I suck at it.
Yes, well. And it's not the greatest for conversation.
No.
At the table.
Right. Yeah.
But I miss it so much, and I wish I could go to Las Vegas.
Well, we're sending people to Vegas. Heidi and Frank every single morning are sending people to Sahara, which is awesome. This is a classic Vegas destination that's back now.
At 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, two different trips.
Tell them how.
To Las Vegas. I'm sorry?
Tell them how they win.
Our new pet dinosaur.
Sahara-tops.
Stomps through the Heidi and Frank show and gives away Vegas trips to the Sahara plus $100 spending cash.
8 o'clock and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Another chances to win on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo, I haven't told you about this yet because I think you'll enjoy it a lot.
Nice.
A man has filed suit against a prank company based in New York. This man is in Oakland.
A prank company?
Yes, a prank company.
They pull pranks for you if you pay them?
Alleging that they mailed him a chocolate penis, a glitter bomb, and other packages meant to shock, offend, and frighten him.
And dismay.
His name is Nicholas Coretta, 47, from Oakland.
Okay.
And he claims in court papers that this company named Ruin Days has sent him multiple unsolicited, obscene, and hurtful packages over the course of the last 18 months.
Clearly solicited by somebody,
yes,
though.
Somebody's destroying this man. Ruin Days is the name of the company. It's in Queens, New York. And they allow people to anonymously send this stuff to people that they may have a problem with.
This started like a long time ago, I think, with things like dead roses. Like you could
pretty
send,
much.
Yeah, right?
Poop in a bag.
Yeah. But now I guess, wow, it's a whole new level.
In May 2019, a chocolate penis was sent to Coretta at his office in Fair Lawn inside a package designed to disguise the true nature of its contents. He says.
It didn't say chocolate penis inside.
He was saying this in Superior Court. Because he's suing.
Oh, so you have to say all of that.
He said when he opened the package and saw the fake chocolate penis, he claims he, quote, suffered fear.
Fear?
Apprehension.
Inadequacy.
Harm. And emotional distress.
And extreme jealousy.
That is what he's claiming.
Come on.
In November 2020, Coretta received a spring-loaded glitter bomb.
That would be annoying. You know what? That is annoying.
That blew up in his face.
It's bad enough when you open an envelope and some censored, edited for television has put a little bit of glitter in there, let alone a bomb.
November 27th, 2020, Coretta received a package addressed to, quote...
Oh, no.
This is a quote.
Oh, no.
Fat midget.
Okay.
That contained chocolate imitation feces.
Well, they couldn't send the real stuff.
They're just destroying this guy. Somebody's destroying this guy.
Yeah, I mean, just because he's really taking it very seriously,
yes.
Which is, I mean, you know, wow, okay.
The lawsuit alleges assault, battery, infliction of emotional distress, negligence, and conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Wouldn't it just be annoying?
Okay, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And they're only seeking $75,000, which really for a lawsuit like this isn't that much.
No. Okay.
But that's in court right now.
What's the name of the company again, please?
Ruin Days.
And then so if I give them your home address.
Yes. That is a twofer from Foo Fighters.
A twofer foofer.
Yep. On 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, it is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it looks like the afternoon is over, so we should get the hell out of Dobbs.
Just about. We need to talk about Archie real quick.
Oh, Archie.
Yes.
So just yesterday we were talking about the two of them here.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Who have such a sweet little kid.
The palace was afraid that the kid's skin was going to be a little too dark.
That's just insane. But Archie is such a little sweetie. They've been living here in Los Angeles for a while now. I think he's like 3 or something. And so he is taken to when someone is leaving, besides just saying bye, he says, drive safe.
No kidding.
Isn't that cute?
Wow.
That is very Los Angeles. Oh, and he loves waffles, too. And so the Queen Mother bought him a waffle maker for Christmas.
Wait, the whatever. Queen Mother bought him something?
Yeah. Here, have that.
That means her assistant did.
Oh, all right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, right.
We will see you tomorrow. Don't forget Kevin and Sluggo's one-second guaranteed
thing. Yeah,
song.
Deal thing. Contest worth $500 tomorrow.
Correct, in the 3 o'clock hour.
All right, I'm going to go and pet the kitty. I'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1970 when a band that had recently been calling themselves Earth made their concert debut at the Roundhouse in London. That band, of course, Black Sabbath. It was on this day in rock in 1981 when Robert Plant played a secret show at Keele University in England with his new band he was trying out, the Honey Drippers. It was on this day in rock in 1993 when Sting, the Police, released his fourth solo album, 10 Sumner's Tales, which included that song Fields of Gold.